God definitely does not always spare us Christians heartache and pain. We've been discussing Paul and Silas, two men on fire for the Lord, yet God allowed them to be imprisoned in a Roman dungeon. I am encouraged, though, to see how God used their pain for His glory and purposes. You see, maybe it's only because God allowed Paul and Silas to be imprisoned that the Roman jailer had an opportunity to hear the gospel message. Due to the way Paul and Silas acted in trusting God, singing hymns while in prison in an excruciating pain from the beatings, and then not escaping when they had the chance, the jailer asked, "What must I do to be saved?" Paul and Silas replied, "Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved." This jailer and all who lived in his household were baptized, publicly proclaiming their faith in Christ. Think about your situation. What pain has God allowed to happen in your life that has provided an opportunity for perhaps you or others to hear the gospel message of Jesus Christ and be saved? Think about the ripple effect that one or two souls saved would then have on others that come across their path.